following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
It's been a while. Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
Daddy is back in studio.
And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone's back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy show.
Y'all ready for this?
And welcome back into the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us back in studio after the NCAA basketball tournament, after spending St. Patrick's Day over at Cunningham's and having a great time there, and taking a day or two off to take in the NCAA basketball tournament. We're glad you're along with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll catch up on what went on over the weekend. Thank Randy Bushcutter for filling in yesterday on the program, and we're looking forward to having everyone join us on the show today. I didn't think my bracket was that bad. There you go. The first time I just chalk it up, what happens? It all goes to hell. So there you go. I assume you're ahead of me in the bracket challenge. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. Phone numbers, anytime you want to contact us, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, obviously, you know, the highlight that everybody's talking about still continues to be the down year of the Big East. Or everybody thought 11 teams get into this tournament, it's the Big East. Really, it's become the city of Richmond with their two teams in. The ACC has three teams in. But right now, the best team to you in the nation, is there one team that just stood out? Is it Ohio State that just looks to be?
Well, I have three of my final four teams still in for all the garbage that has went on out there. And for saying, I mean, we've been sort of right. I said it on the air. I said, there's two or three of these teams. I liked the Marquette. I loved Syracuse. I didn't see that happening. I didn't think it was a good matchup. I still think Syracuse is probably the best team sitting on the sideline. We talked about Pittsburgh. We kind of agreed that, yeah, they're a number one, and luckily they're in the weakest area. Well, Butler goes in and knocks them off and proves that Pittsburgh was not a number one seed, or at least they didn't play up to being a number one seed in the wildest finish of the tournament. But as far as all this other goes, I mean, let's see who gets to the Final Four. This is where the purists and then the casual fan, you want to see underdogs win. I don't think you want to see this many, because I think you ask the NCAA folks, the folks that put this together, the folks that are coaches, the folks that plan it, you know, the best teams aren't left. Florida State, yeah, maybe they shouldn't have been a 10 seed. They're playing real well. But when it gets all done, I still think you're going to see Kansas and Ohio State, and Duke's playing really well, although Michigan gave them a heck of a game. I have Ohio State beating Kansas in the finals. I see nothing that has changed my mind on that.
You know, you do all these brackets, and some of them are better than other ones. In the best one I have, I got 11. We've got 11 out of the 16 right now, but Kentucky's got to beat Ohio State. That's the key to that bracket. And after watching Ohio State the other day, I just don't see that happening. You look at everybody's talking, and they just continue to talk. I don't know if they've ever been a year. And, you know, there's calls every year that could go either way, or questionable calls that somebody's got a difference of opinion on. I just can't believe they're focusing so much. Yeah, the guy was 95 feet from the basket in the Butler-Pittsburgh game. What's he doing? That's a blatant foul. I don't care if there's 1 second left or if it's at the 10-minute mark of the first half. What in the world is he doing? First of all, what are they even doing? You brought this up at the time. Why are they even up there? Why are they on the free throw line? You know, that's a coaching deal. I don't blame the officials for that. Texas game, was it a quick 5 seconds? I don't know. That's a total judgment call. The official made the call. He was sure about the call. I don't have a problem with that call. I have a problem with what Texas did, taking their time getting down there. When you take the ball at half court with 5-4 and then take off and try and drive to the basket like Lance Jeter would and throw something off the backboard. That's shame on Texas. That isn't the officiating fault.
We'll break down the NCAA tournament. We've got plenty of time to do that until we get into the Sweet 16 on Thursday. All of it right here on ESPN. Coming up a little bit later on to the show, our next segment, we will be joined by Neil Lewis and Dave Connor with Pheasants Forever. Their annual banquet is coming up this weekend. Always a big banquet. We'll give you the details on that. Some of the things that are the same, some of the things that are different, and why Chuck Dummer has retired. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't like it. I've got Chuck's seat all ready to go here. I've got I had everything ready here. I had the water. I had the gold. I had the chocolates. But, you know, the thing about Chuck is it doesn't matter. If we're out doing something on a volunteer basis, Chuck's already beat us there. He's already there. So we're going to miss Chuck, but Neil and Dave are coming in talking about the Pheasants Forever Banquet. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up on the show today. But first, let's do our three words of the week, which can get you hooked up for a Big Daddy's Deli combo from our two locations in Hastings and also Top of the Hill on Kearney. We'll give you three words. You put those three words together in an email of any semblance, and we'll pick one out at the end of the week, and whoever the winner is gets the Big Daddy Deli combo. Merritt, your word of the week.
Return.
Daddy.
My word of the week is edge. Some of these teams seem to have an edge about them.
So that means it's my week to go off the radar, huh? Huh. This would be a tough word to incorporate with return and edge. Maybe I'll save this word. Nope, purple. Return, edge, purple. Let's see how creative you are this week, gang. Send us an email, and if we choose it out, you've got a chance to win the Big Daddy's Deli combo. Return, edge, purple. Put them in email any way you can and send them to us here, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, home of the bazillion sandwiches at Big Daddy's Deli. Quickly, I want to go over a few things that normally we would talk about on a Monday show wrapping up the weekend, but that since we weren't here, I don't know what to think of the Storm. They've got three home games left. Two of them are this weekend. They have to win them. I did not think Storm would be in this position.
Well, you look at their record right now, 19 wins, 23 losses. This is a team that went on a run early on. Everybody thought, they're in the thick of this race. They loved the team they had. They kept making some moves to tweak it to get little stronger pieces maybe they thought were lacking. And down the stretch, they've just really imploded. I don't know what else there is to say about it. They've imploded.
Up. We know they're banged up. And they didn't put themselves in a position when they weren't banged up to be able to kind of survive this stretch. But right now, they're not out of the playoff hunt. They want to get into the playoffs. And even if it's against number one, even if it's against Omaha, there's a big difference between getting into the postseason and getting a taste of it and then sitting on the side going, oh, well, okay, 60 games. That was fun traveling to Green Bay and Fargo and Indiana and all the other places. So let's see if we can get them in two home games this weekend. On the reverse of that, Damon Day has been in a couple of times in the last week, and great job by the UNK baseball team getting off to the best start I think they've ever got off to in the RMAC at 10-2 by sweeping Regis, a preseason favorite. So congratulations there, playing their third straight weekend on the road and winning all four. Wow.
You got a thing going out there, and he told his team, you know what, we're going to compete our hardest, and we're going to take this series. I think he's ecstatic getting two wins to total out of that mess. They come out with a sweep. Good for them. They're on a roll.
Well, obviously, it's Todd Stachura from Scotia, Nebraska. I mean, if you got a guy like that leading your team on the mound, going eighth strong, you're going to win ball games. There's just no doubt about it because, you know, he can see God's country from Scotia, and why wouldn't you? The softball team at UNK 2-2 over the weekend. They play a doubleheader at Wayne State today. Hastings College softball team 1-1 yesterday. The baseball team dropped a game. They're both on their spring trips. Softball's out in Arizona. They're 5-6. The baseball at Hastings, they're 8-8, and they play two more games in Oklahoma before returning home this weekend.
They play some top teams.
Well, I'm not going to lie here. 8-8, that's the best start in the six whatever years that we've been doing this show. They always go somewhere and start 2-10, 4-20, because they're always playing Division I baseball talent, Division II baseball talent.
That's exactly right. I think, you know what? I think it's a schedule that UNK used to play under Guy Murray. They go down there, get their brains beat in. Very good competition. Very good competition. Come out of it like that, you get ready to play in your conference. You should have a leg up on them.
Another solid weekend for the Whoopers and Hoopers. Great job by the city and community of Hastings and surrounding communities and all their volunteers to do a great job and take care of business there and keep things going with Whoopers and Hoopers. 30 years. It's a lot of years. It's a lot of years for the Whoopers and Hoopers doing a great job over there with their 30th annual and ready to go again in 2012. The Nebraska Danger defeated last night in their ball game, but no surprise.
Barely.
Taking on one of the toughest franchises in the history of the Internet Indoor Football League. They return home. It's a Sunday matinee game at 4 o'clock against Green Bay. So if you're not able to watch them any other day of the week, you should be able to watch them Sunday at the Heartland Event Center.
80-32, I believe, was the final in that one. I think when you look at that, I think they knew it would be very tough, but it's a measuring stick for a first-year franchise.
But they scored 100. They scored 102 points or something like that.
They're averaging 90 points a game. So
good job, defense. Held them under that.
Bruce Pearl gone at Tennessee. I hate that he's in trouble. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a fun guy. I think he's what the game needs. Now, they don't need him to be cheating and lying and covering things up. But as Doug Gottlieb said today, I mean, you know, there are secondary violations where you see some people that are being slapped on the wrist for major violations. And I guess we'll see if Bruce Pearl lands somewhere. There are a couple of schools out there. I got an interesting scenario for you. Dan Patrick was talking this morning that Brad Stevens can't hang on at Butler after this year. I mean, they made the final run. He decided to stay. There's openings out there. Tennessee's not very far down the road. Pearl would go to Butler. You've got an established program there. You've got good kids. You don't have to bend the rules to get better kids because you've already got good kids. You're not trying to rebuild a program, and you're probably not going to get a big-time BCS conference job. You may get a BCS conference job, but it's going to be
a bottom feeder.
It's going to be somewhere towards the bottom of a conference, and I'm not even going to pick out any teams here because, heck, everybody's playing in the postseason.
But, Doug, I don't think that Barry Collier and Bruce Pearl maybe would fit I like where you're going with Butler. I just don't see that being a match at all.
Well, there's jobs out there. There's openings out there. I'm just saying that would be a program that's already established. Mike Anderson staying on at Missouri. They're in love with this guy. 2 years in a row just because someone else has decided to have him on the show or have him, you know, interview him for another job. They think they need to give the man a raise. $2 million a year to coach basketball at Missouri, but they are a top 20 program even though they got bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I think that, by the way, Tony, is the overriding thing that got me. The Big 12 stunk in the NCAA tournament. Bad. I mean, it wasn't that they got beat. They got beat. Cincinnati took care of Missouri, no problem. Florida State handled Texas A&M. Texas, as you've already kind of touched on, a little bit embarrassing. I mean, they beat a 13 seed, gave up 81 points.
Kansas State played about as well as it came down to the end. They could have won that game. They, you know, somebody made a play. They didn't make a play. That was a team that looked pretty good to me. I think tough way to end your year like Jacob Pullen ended their season. But you get bounced by a little bit of higher seed in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a team, we have the Big Ten, that continues to advance. That's a team that scored 33 points in that Big Ten tournament. That's why I kicked him right out of my bracket.
I told you. Be careful. Well, we've got more to talk about. I know there's a lot of folks out there that don't care about the women's tournament, but boy, there were a couple of games last night that could have shook things up. Tennessee and Duke were both on the fence in the last 2 minutes of the basketball game, but it's such an advantage in the women's tournament, and I understand they have to do it to get any kind of attendance. But, I mean, you wonder why Tennessee and Duke and UConn never get beat early on. Well, they're always playing at home. It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible to do that. So there you go. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk a little Pheasants Forever Banquet when we come back, plus a lot more going on in the world of sports. Send us your Big Dally Dally ideas with your three words for the email, which are Return Edge Purple. Use those three words any way you want in an email. Use some creativity, and we'll get you in for that Big Dally Dally sandwich. A lot more Troutman's Tuesday trivia on the way as well. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Find the pass.
Makes a catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter,
now
up.
The safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Slumberland, Kearney and Grand Island, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop as we make our way through the day today. There's still a slight chance of a shower storm developing with high temperatures in the mid and upper 60s. Winds will also be shifting to the northwest and increasing to 15 to 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
I need to make you.
Superstation, glad to have you along on the program today, back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac sells cars, and let's talk about some solutions to these rising gas prices. Why not get a vehicle, Daddy, that doesn't take 6 miles to the gallon?
That's an idea. There's an idea.
Yeah, I know you're worried about that. You've been talking to the gang there at Midway. What's yours get again?
7.8.
Folks, you got a family, consider the 7-passenger, 24-mile-per-gallon Chevy Traverse. How about the award-winning Chevy Equinox crossover with its impressive 32 miles per gallon? Need a 5-passenger midsize sedan that's got 33 miles per gallon? You need to see the number one selling sedan in the Chevrolet line, and that is the Malibu. What about a 5-passenger sedan that could save you an incredible $6,000 over the next 5 years? Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, proud to present the all-new Chevrolet Cruze Eco with a fuel economy rating of 42 miles per gallon, and you don't even have to plug these in, folks. They're made just for you at Midway Auto Group. Think Midway.com, Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Again, Midway, it's a better way. And if you want more information, again, maybe you don't want to go in. Well, this is the one thing we've been talking about with Andy and Ryan for a long, long time. You think that it's got to be a month process to go in and get this done, or an all-day process. Take some time at home. Go to thinkmidway.com. DougAndDaddy.com. A lot of your questions can be answered right there. And then that way, when you go in, you feel a little bit more confident, a little bit more knowledgeable about what's going to be going on. And they're going to help you get the car, truck, minivan, whatever it is you need at Midway. And it is the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday. Daddy, it's that time of year again. Always something going on, isn't it? Pheasants Forever Banquet is this weekend. It's one of the largest banquets in the state of Nebraska. They raise tons of money for the betterment of the campaign, of wildlife, of the wetlands, taking care of the lands and making hunting better. We have Chuck in numerous times on the program to talk about the youth mentor hunt, the banquet. He's even sent us an email. He says, be nice to Dave and Neil, and thank you for the flattery. He says, I haven't retired, just felt after umpteen years some new voices would be a nice change. Again, see, umpteen, that's a word I can relate to. Anybody under the age of 30 doesn't know what Chuck means. Umpteen, that's a lot, folks.
He's on umpteen other committees, so that's what Chuck's doing. It's not that he's taking a break.
Dave Connor, Neil Lewis join us on the show today, and guys, thanks for coming in. Great to have you on the program, and I guess the first thing is, and Neil, we'll start with you, it seems to get bigger and better every year. What do we see coming up with Pheasants Forever this Saturday? And we'll get into the details. It's at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5. The dinner's at 7. But what's new and what's exciting with Pheasants Forever and the banquet this year?
Well, I think the thing that a lot of people are kind of down on the pheasant population and concerned about it, and of all the groups, this is one that it kind of has a two-way emphasis. One is definitely habitat, and no matter where you go, habitat's the key, and Pheasants Forever puts a lot of money back into that. We were second in the state in habitat dollars this year, 26th in the nation, $64,000, 97 projects, 14,000 acres. And the neat thing about it is when you go to the banquet, which is a primary fundraiser, only 3% of the money goes outside for administrative costs to the national office. A lot of times, the fundraisers, the money goes somewhere else, everybody feels good and never sees anything. You can go throughout Buffalo County and see corners for wildlife, you can see habitat, you can see windbreaks, all sorts of things that have really happened out there. So it all comes back to the basically having the banquet again that's this Saturday. And this is one that I get involved with because it's really that kind of a journeyman's type of a banquet. This isn't one where this is an elitist group. I mean, anybody can come in, and most of the people involved are folks that really enjoy pheasant hunting, you know, and really feel a need to give back to perpetuate the sport. Because if we don't do something, if we don't teach these young people and get them out involved in it, hunting's going to end because a lot of parents don't hunt. A lot of people don't have a father or an uncle or a mom that'll take them out there. So we can kind of get them started right, get them out in the field. And then the neat thing is that there's going to be ground available into the future, because if we don't continue looking at corners, especially with the farm commodity prices, you'd be a fool not to put your ground into production. As we do that, then those other areas that maybe aren't suitable for crops and things, we've got to take a great job taking care of those. Otherwise, we're not going to have any wildlife. So that's really the whole emphasis. You know, Dave's pretty much got to handle more about the exact banquet, so I may turn it over to him and let him kind of explain the what we have and what you can do there. But again, this is one that if you're a kid and like to go to the school carnival, this is kind of a school carnival for adults and for family, because there's neat games. You can win a wide array of merchandise, of guns and stuff, and anybody can win. You don't have to be, you know, Joe Millionaire. I mean, my son-in-law won a shotgun, and he's dumber than a post.
I think you bring up such a great point, because people are down on the pheasant numbers. Get involved. The money stays around here, folks. We're not shipping this.
No.
We're not shipping this to South Dakota so they can get 1,400,000 birds.
Yeah.
It stays around here, and that Chuck tells us about these projects and the drills that are being bought to plant the corners. And the youth mentor hunt, one of the greatest. It's always sold out every year, and we're looking for more volunteers for that when that time comes. The money stays around here for people to use right here.
Yeah, and it spends. If we get people out hunting, They're going to go be up in some of the smaller towns, stop for lunch, you know, buy gas and stuff, even if they don't have a car that gets a gazillion miles. So, you know, that's the whole thing. It all benefits, and it's just really a good thing. And there really aren't any downsizes. So, you know, that's the thing why we're really passionate about it, because Dave and I do a lot with the Minter Hunt. Dave pretty much runs it, and I'm just kind of the front man. But the things we can see, and I think we can talk about it a little bit later, but, you know, I think we'll let Dave talk, or otherwise I'll talk forever.
That'll be okay with me.
Neil Lewis and Dave Connor. Yeah, they're with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking about the pheasants forever. I just wanted to give you the proper introduction. The most intelligent of the Connor brothers, Dave, is with us here on the show today. It is a fun time, Dave. Tell us about it for the folks that have just moved to the area, maybe don't know anything about the Pheasants Forever Banquet and what you do here, and then maybe you can touch on anything that might be new this year.
Okay. The first thing you're going to want to do next Saturday night is when you come to the banquet, the happy hour starts at 5 o'clock, dinner at 7. So in between that time, you can play numerous games. But the first thing you're going to want to do is come buy your sportsman's package. For $100, you know, by the way, to get in, it is only $20 this year. And you get a meal that is worth $50. I mean, if you have ever ate at our banquet, Country Catering does it from up at Litchfield. And this gal is perfection when it comes to barbecued pork. And we're going to have two full barbecued hogs, beef tips, garlic mashed potatoes, salads, and dessert. And if you go away hungry, it's your own fault. It is great. Well, after you get your sportsman's package bought, which is $100 value, you get $125 in rooster bucks, which you can play any of the games or raffles that we have going on during the banquet. You also get a bottomless beer mug. So
legend.
Which we'll lose money on Daddy. You know, Doug, after two, you know how he gets.
It all works out.
Yeah, it all works out in the end. Anyway, and then you get a coffee mug and that sort of thing, too. But and then at the banquet, we have over 60 silent auction items that were donated by some of the most wonderful sponsors that we have in central Nebraska. I mean, we cannot go far enough thanking these people for what they give to our organization. We also have 35 auction items. We have 14 guns this year. 14. And I'm not telling you that these are trader guns. These aren't guns that you say, boy, if I win that, I'm going to take it and I'm going to trade it for something I want. These guns are going to go home with you. They're going right into your gun safe because you want them. They're not the cheap stuff. They're really good stuff. We have two guided pheasant hunts. We have two lifetime hunting permits that we're giving away as on a raffle. We have two processed hogs. We have round trip airfare to Denver. We have four tickets to the Colin Ray concert. We have prints by Redland, Meager, and Storm. We have 8 hours of free landscaping with a Bobcat. So if anybody's building a house or doing anything like that, you come and you bid on this item and you're set. I mean, this guy will come out and work for a full day with a Bobcat.
That's for the pool that you're putting in.
There you go. Yeah. Pond. Pond's better for me.
Okay, we have tree planting service. They'll plant tree. And for you farmers out there, we have got boatloads of seed corn. And, I mean, you can write it all off, it's great. And for you sports fans out there, we're going to have a Peyton Manning autographed jersey coming. So if you like the Colts,
let's just put H-Man down on that right away for about $1,000.
Yeah,
so H-Man for $1,000, just write it down right away.
No problem there. We also have many games that we're going to be playing. The old standbys, the Rooster Royal Flush, General Raffle, five-card stud, you just name it, pick of the litter, ladies raffle. By the way, the ladies raffle, my wife has been shopping for the ladies raffle for the last 3 months. I think she splits it half and half, whatever goes into the basement. And then there's, well, I like this a lot. I think this is going to be staying here with me. But we have, like, day spas, Bath and Body Works, pedicures, manicures, hair.
Whoa, this sounds like a Big Daddy package. And then, wait, ladies slash Big Daddy?
I haven't got to the sweet sensation.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, no, if you've never been to one of our banquets, the ladies come out smelling like a rose. And speaking of roses, we give a rose to the first 50 ladies that walk through the door. So you're going to go home with something if you get there early enough. So other than that, we just say, come to this banquet. It's one of the best ones in the state. We've been named up to the number 3 level as far as the quality of merchandise we have and the number of attendance. We usually have in between 300 and 400 people show up. It's a great time. We want people to come have fun. It's more of a carnival atmosphere. I've been to some banquets where people, you know, it's like you're in third grade and the little kid holds his hand up and he doesn't quite know the answer. Well, I won, you know. We want you to jump up, have a great time, hoop holler, you know, just have a ball. I mean, it's just a great, great time. So we want everybody to come out. It's at 5 o'clock Saturday night. Buffalo County Fairgrounds. You don't need a ticket to get advance ticket. You can buy them right at the door for $20, $15 for the spouse, $10 for the kids. So that's about all I got.
Something I want to hit: memberships are $30. You got plans Saturday night, you're out of town, but you think this is a great organization you want to get involved in. Chad Peterson's the president.
Right.
Phone number 308-708-1747. $30. Become a part of this great organization.
Yep, every bit helps.
Neil Lewis and Dave Connor are joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever. One thing that we always like to talk about is, and you've touched on a little bit, Neil, where the monies go. Have there been a couple of specific projects here in the last year? I know that they've been continuing to work on the youth mentor hunt. Anything specific you guys want to touch on here in the last 12 months that has been added to the organization and added to the area?
Well, they're really working now. We had the CRP map with Game and Parks, and that's going out, and now you've got the open woods and waters thing. So that's really started to take off. Again, having areas where people can hunt, they don't necessarily have to go ask a landowner, it's all posted, it'll be out there. That's really been a big emphasis. The other thing is the number of farm biologists they put out in the state. They've added, I think we're up, what, 9 or so?
Yeah.
And all around, and they're doing, working with landowners, the new CRP program is out, so they're having meetings all over the state, inviting people in, buying them lunch. They've got a number of burn projects, because habitat is great, but unfortunately, it gets old, and these solid grass areas, mother pheasant can't get the babies through that solid grass. It's not good. There's not as many insects. You burn that, put the weeds back in, the diversity you get is a lot better for pheasants. So we've learned a bunch. When CRP, the Conservation Reserve Program, first got started, we put it to set aside. All the weeds were there. Pheasants just exploded, and then we said, cool, we'll just watch it. Well, as plants grow and it becomes a monoculture of grass, that's not good for pheasants anymore. They just can't survive in that. Even though it's set aside and you don't farm it, it doesn't have the diversity they need. So we're really focusing on making sure that habitat, you know, is better for the birds and things. And the spinoff is other wildlife, you know, benefits too. So the target species may be pheasants, but all sorts of dicky birds and bunnies and things, they all kind of benefit. So it really has been good. The reason really I got involved, I've taught hunter safety for 20 some odd years, and this youth mentor hunt, you know, I look at the kids, I'm obviously involved in parks and recreation. We need to get them outside. We need to keep them in contact with nature and stuff, with cell phones, with the obesity thing. They're sitting there.
Leave me out of this.
Hey, well, you know, all of us are a little bit too short for our weight, but it's just a chance to get out. And there's kind of a, when we introduce them at the mentor hunt, we obviously they've all passed hunter safety. We talk about the safety aspect. We go out and shoot some blue rocks. We talk about wildlife biology. And it's kind of like if you've coached a team, that's all practice. And if you've got a youth team and all you do is practice, the kids finally go, I'm out of here, big fella. This is boring as heck. So then we'll go ahead and introduce them to a pheasant hunt. And we'll have great hunting dogs. We'll have a mentor with them. It's an everything thing. But when that bird gets up and that young person shoots it, and here comes a Labrador with it in its mouth and brings it back to him, it is the most awesome sight that you can believe. And then it's kind of like a spiritual thing that the kids look and you can, you're out there and here's the birds. And if you've never been behind a short hair or a pointer, they lock on point and you just think, oh my gosh, that is just the most amazing thing. And you get a whole appreciation, you know, for wildlife and things. You shoot a rooster pheasant and you look at it, and you look at those colors, and it just does something. You're just like, boy, this is truly magnificent. So all those things kind of enter into it. And for us to be able to provide that experience, and then the other half of Pheasants Forever, where we don't have to just say, well, now go find. There are places where they can hunt. And in my point, now my grandsons can come hunt. And so that makes it really kind of a special deal that we get you started, we introduce you to a great thing, but then we're going to allow you to continue on, and there are going to be places to hunt. So it's just a really neat program that provides really the whole picture.
You guys always say that, obviously, the Prairie Hills chapter does great things, but you partnership with so many other people that make these things happen. It's not just you guys. It's the Nebraska Game and Parks, the NRDs, U.S. Fish and Wildlife. It goes down the line. Great people out there to help you get these things done.
Well, that's right.
You know, we're all in it together, and people are real dedicated. You know, that's why Dave and I do this, because that have an interest, that have seen the benefits of hunting and the outdoors, it just makes you a more well-rounded person. You know, we talk about habitat and say, oh, that's good for, you know, the bunnies and the deer and the turkeys and everything, but we're part of the habitat. And when you're out there and you appreciate the environment, maybe you buy things that are more environmentally friendly, because now it means something. We've all got a stake on this. There's only one Earth, and it sometimes that's the key that brings it to a young person or someone that now understand how this whole thing fits together. So it's just a great experience and a great opportunity to really learn some valuable life lessons.
Not to jump off the subject, but the kids that went through the hunt this year, I've tried to get a hold of every kid that went through the youth mentor hunt. We had 30 this year. So if I didn't get a hold of you, come to the banquet. You get in for free. You, if you wear your hat and your vest, you will be eligible. We'll put you in for a drawing for a lifetime hunting permit, an 870 Wingmaster Youth Model 20 gauge, and a BB gun. So those are just the kids that go through the hunt. There, so you've got like a 1 in 30 chance to win one of these really nice prizes. So if I didn't get a hold of you, I think I got a hold of about everybody. There were a few phone numbers that were weren't on the release forms. And if you have any kids that would like to go through next year's program, you have to have your hunter safety taken. You have to be 12 to 15 years of age and have a release form sent back to me. You can get a hold of any Pheasants Forever member from Prairie Hills, and they'll get you all the information you need to sign up for that next year's hunt. It's an experience that the kids will never, ever forget. And since I've been doing it, there has only been a couple kids that said they didn't have fun. I mean, the rest of them want to come back the next day. They want to come back the next year. I mean, I've had kids try to sneak back into the program. I mean, they've had so much fun. So that's kind of the reason I got into it when, you know, coming from up north where Doug and I are from in God's country up
there.
That's
right.
You know, we didn't have to go too far to find a place to hunt down here. It's a little tougher, you know. And that's the reason I got into this, so my kids can have a place to hunt. I can go out within, you know, 20 minutes of driving around Kearney. You can find projects that Pheasants Forever has put in. And every dollar that you spend at our banquet, we increase that sevenfold. So if you spend $70, or if you spend $100, we turn it into $700.
See how he did that?
Yeah.
He said, oh, 70. What's
yeah,
that times
yeah,
seven? Oh, 100.
Hey, I'm Chad Clear. I don't do math.
Folks, Neil, Dave, we appreciate you giving some time here to us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. The banquet is this Saturday, Buffalo County Ag Pavilion. It doors open at 5 o'clock with social hour, and all the games are going on. They'll have the meal start serving at 7 o'clock with the live auction to follow. Again, it's just $20. You can join as a member as well. Bring your spouse for $15. Youth 15 and under are $10. And as Dave just said, if you were with the youth mentor hunt and you wear your vest, you're going to get in for free. And they've got so many great items, merchandise, prints, hunting packages, golf packages, guns, as you always have at these great events. So many great things for everyone. They've got the ladies package. They've got things for the kids. It's an outstanding event, and it gets underway this Saturday night, 7 o'clock for the dinner. Doors open at 5 at the Buffalo County Ag Pavilion. Guys, thanks for coming in. We sure appreciate it, and look forward to a great hunt this weekend.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are always taken care of by our friends at BK. I had a croissant sandwich this morning. It was outstanding because I was very hungry and I was running late, and they didn't take, you know, zoom, zoom, here it is, here's breakfast, and it's good, and there you go. You can get two croissant sandwiches now for just $3 at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're back with more after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and three decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. ThinkApproved.com. That's THINKApproved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop as we make our way through the day today. There's still a slight chance of a shower storm developing with high temperatures in the mid and upper 60s. Winds will also be shifting to the northwest and increasing to 15 to 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where Jeff and Kearney has fired off an email using our three words of the week, purple, edge, and return. He says, great game by Pullen of the Purple Kitties the other night. K-State took him to the edge, but Kansas looks tough and should return to the title game. Hey, Texas, karma's a bitch, huh? Also go to the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Tori. He says, as a few of us were watching the Texas game, we all needed Texas to win. But then again, now Texas knows how it feels to lose a second in their life. Feel that.
Gosh,
the hatred.
Move on. Move on, Tori. It's not good for you. That's been built up for a while. Unbelievable. You know what hasn't been built up for a while, Doug?
Oh, yeah, huh?
Fast Eddie and Elle was waiting for this announcement. He has no idea. The Huskers rolled their way to a fourth win of the year. That's a first place finish, Fast and Huck. Columbia 300 Music City Invitational. That's right. They won the 4 of 7 Baker Finals along with Farley Dickinson and Vanderbilt in Central Missouri. The Huskers sat in fourth place entering Sunday's finals, but they had the 3 seed Central Missouri, who swept the Huskers 4-0. Then they had to take on the 2 seed Vanderbilt, who determined the 1 seed Farley Dickinson for the championship. They blasted the Commodores 4-1, and Nebraska advances in the Baker series of the tournament to win it. Champions. They're champions. Congratulations, Lady Bowlers.
Well, we know it was a tough season for the Nebraska women's basketball team, but it appears help is coming. Brandi Jeffrey, a couple of future Huskers, are doing very well. She's been named the Louisiana Girls High School Player of the Year by Gatorade. And then you've also got another gal that has been from California that is leading her team to some upsets and doing some very great things. That is Tierra Laudermill. She's a guard who earned first-team All-California 1A honors last year. Their season's not over, so it appears that they're going to do some. They knocked off the number 2 team in the country, and now, yes, country or region. Is it region? No, 2 team in the country. Now they take on the number 1 team to try and keep their season alive. Also, a couple of other things. The NCAA basketball tournament for the women continue tonight. 3 Big 12 teams, Baylor, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma, are all in action. The NCAA Division II basketball tournament, all those years that UNK was at the top and was just in a terrible region, and you just scratch your head and go, what? Remember Fort Lewis? This has happened since we've been gone. Fort Lewis was the number 1 seed. They'd been the defending national runner-up. They ended up being the number 1 seed in the region. They got upset in the first round by Adams State, who goes to the finals. Wayne State gets knocked off. Metro State wins this whole thing. And it's all bracketed out beforehand, not reseeded when you get to the Elite Eight. Well, Metro State plays this afternoon in St. Joe, Missouri, in the Elite Eight. They're 30-2. I mean, it's a great year. There's no doubt about it. They take on Shaw University. There are 5 of the 8 teams with a number 1 seed in their region, 2 number 2 seeds, and an 8 seed. And that's who Metro plays today. Shaw University, 24-11 in the first round.
Excellent draw.
Then they'll get either Bentley or Clayton State. Now, we remember Clayton State. They were here at UNK when they hosted a back-to-back years. Cal Poly Pomona's in there. Northwest Missouri State out of the MIAA. Michigan Tech, Arkansas Tech. So those are the teams that are in the
elite. But those 1 and 2 seeds, they would have similar records to Metro State, obviously.
Nobody from the men made it out of the from the RMAC was able to win the regional. So there you go. Louis the Loper, get online, vote for Louis. He's winning this tournament deal thing. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on our Loper Lunch, it looks like, or our Loper Link. We'll be talking with Holly Carnes, softball coach. They are today, of course, playing Wayne State. We'll talk about that and how the season's going so far. The Royals have named their opening day starter, Daddy.
Woohoo!
Really? I did not know that.
It's not Zach Greinke.
No, he's hurt.
It's not Gilmash.
He's hurt, and he doesn't.
Not Gilmash.
Well, it's Hochaver, isn't it?
Luke Hochaver missed 2.5 months with a right elbow strain. 6-6 last year, 4.81 ERA.
Well, that's who they expect. Probably not the best number one to start the season with. But you know, they've been picking up a lot of wins in this. And I know it's spring baseball, but they've been doing some good things. Alex Gordon's been hot. Some people have been doing some good things. So we'll have to wait and see.
Nebraska baseball—they're not getting any breaks. Even when they schedule some of these cupcakes, boy, they are really bad cupcakes. Northern Colorado's 1-11. Nebraska will play 6 straight games against a team with 1 win. North Dakota, they beat them 4 times, and now Northern Colorado, they play twice. Tonight's game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, 6:05 pregame, 6:35 first pitch. Looks like it should be a good night for baseball, though, if you want to go see the Huskers and get in and get a great seat and take the kids. Northern Colorado tonight, and then tomorrow afternoon, they play at 1:35. Creighton's basketball team, they're still playing. They won in the CBI last night, 102-92. They turn right around and play tomorrow in the semis at the Quest Center against Central Florida.
They play all that out at home sites, huh?
Yeah, just like the NIT down to the Final Four.
They well, I mean, they're in the Final Four now.
They got to get some attendance, right?
I got you.
The Big Ten officially sanctioning hockey.
Great. Is that
People
a debate
have been asking, will Nebraska get a hockey team? I've always said no.
I would not think so. No way. That no. Enough with this college hockey. Enough with it.
I've got some exciting news about Danny Woodhead, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, coming up after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Wade's three tried from the right. Right down the pipe. Now Wade comes out with a shovel to James for the jam. Battle Miami has the ball and the game.
Find the NBA right here.
Bulls Hawks tonight at 6:15 on ESPN Radio.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop as we make our way through the day today. There's still a slight chance of a shower storm developing with high temperatures in the mid and upper 60s. Winds will also be shifting to the northwest and increasing to 15 to 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Vacation. 888-455-ESPN. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It is time for lunch. Why not catch the chicken coop with great lunch specials every day? Maybe check out what's going on this week at the coop, Daddy. They always have good food at the coop. I love the coop. And this week at the coop, pulled pork stuffed baked potatoes with side salad for only $5.99 from 11 to 4. So no matter when your lunch is, they've got you covered. Try that baked potato with pulled pork stuffing in it and a side salad for only $5.99 at the Chicken Coop. And chicken is what they do every Tuesday night in Kearney. Bone-in chicken wings, only 40 cents a piece. One of their 13 wing flavors featured every Tuesday. So check out what they've got, and you'll be able to enjoy it while watching the women's tournament, the men's tournament, spring baseball, collegiate soccer, whatever's out there. I mean, it's all out there. If it's on, it's on at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. UNK's Andrew Hakey has been named the RMAC Baseball Player of the Week, and along with that, this weekend's home series against Colorado Mines changed. This always happens, folks. It's comical. UNK and Hayes, they have so many changes because they try to get the games in. Due to expected poor weather Saturday, the Lopers and Ore Diggers will play a doubleheader Friday starting at 1, and then they'll determine the rest of the schedule for the weekend on Saturday. So, yeah. If you're going to get here and play while it's nice instead of rolling the dice and seeing what's going to happen. Mentioned before the break, exciting news for Danny Woodhead, potentially. If you want to get online and vote for stuff, this is one of the things you can probably do. Tim Tebow, Drew Brees, and Danny Woodhead are among the 32 nominees eligible for this. The winner will be selected by fan vote. The first round of voting is open until March 27th. The problem here is I don't have the exact website, but I'm sure if you log on to Madden.com, you'll find it. One of 32 finalists for the cover of Madden 2012. Danny Woodhead. How awesome would that be? Danny Woodhead on the cover of Madden 2012.
It would be awesome. I just don't think that's going to probably come together, but I would love to see it.
Selected by a fan vote, I think he could at least make the finals. You know Husker Nation is just crazy like this. I mean, Louis the Loper won 98% to 1-point-something percent. So, I mean, you know if you want to vote for Danny Woodhead. And Merritt, you're going to effort finding that website because you need to do something to make this program better, okay? Will that work out? You find the website, and we'll get that up on there for you so you can vote for Danny Woodhead. And at the National Football Foundation's this is part of that. Their Valley of the Sun chapter in Arizona, they held its 30th annual banquet Saturday. Longtime Nebraska assistant coach Charlie McBride took home the Pete Altieri Lifetime Achievement Coaching Award. So Charlie McBride, whose home is there now, gets that great award. So good for him.
Douglas, I know we're getting ready for Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. A lot of people fired up. I got a couple.
All right, let's do it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. All you have to do is call if you haven't won in the last 2 months. Then all you have to do is give us a buzz at that number. And if you know the answer, you've got a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
It's Mark.
Mark.
Welcome back, fellas.
Hey, great to talk to you. Daddy has put his questions together again for another week. Go, Tony.
You know, Mark, everybody's seeing all the Masters commercials. They're coming up. Who is leading the FedEx Cup leader? Who's the FedEx Cup leader right now?
Mickelson?
No. I don't even know the answer to this. No. Try back, Mark. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. And you'll get a chance to answer Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Okay, Daddy. What do you got for Matt?
Matt, who's the number one team in college baseball right now? Baseball America, collegiate baseball, it doesn't matter. They're the number one team. They stand at 18-2.
LSU?
That is incorrect.
Try back. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
776. Who are we chatting with?
Trent, what's going on? Who leads the FedEx points right now?
Lee Westwood.
It is not Lee Westwood. Thanks for calling. 1-888-455-3776.
Don't forget, turn your radios down, folks. Turn your radios down. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brad.
Brad. Daddy, you got a question for Brad?
Brad, who's the number one team in college baseball right now?
I'm going to say Florida State.
That's incorrect. Great guess.
Who are we chatting with? Hang up, people. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jim.
Daddy, give Jim a question.
Who's the number one team in college baseball, Jim?
I'm going to say Stanford.
That is a great guess, but it's incorrect. 1-888-455-3776. $25 gift card coming somebody's way if they can answer a trivia question. Who are we speaking with?
Nate,
who's the number one team in college baseball?
Texas.
Texas is incorrect. They are fourth and fifth.
888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, who's the highest seeded team left in the NCAA men's basketball tournament?
Ohio State.
No, the highest seed.
That is the highest seed. They're number one overall.
Bye. See ya. I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. And Matt is not allowed back on. He's blocked. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jamie from Hastings.
Oh, we're going all the way to Hastings. Daddy? Okay, let's ask him. Who's leading the FedEx Cup point standings?
You would have to give me that one. Oh, boy. Garcia.
No, it's not.
Bye. No. It's not a good day, apparently, in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia Land. Who are we chatting with?
Lance.
Okay, Lance. This team has the biggest number next to its name in the NCAA seeding that is still left. Who you got?
I'd say Richmond.
Richmond is right. Thanks. You hang on to the line, and a $25 gift card is coming your way. Merritt's going to take care of you, so hang on. Richmond's a 12. Marquette and Virginia Commonwealth are 11s. Florida State is a 10.
Ohio State. That was
who are the number one team?
Number one team in all the land is Florida, both polls.
And who's leading the FedEx Cup?
Mark Wilson. Is your points leader right now. Mark Wilson is your points leader.
Well, speaking of golf, Tony.
Nick Watney's second.
Coming up on Friday, April the 1st, our good buddy Rich Gappa is trying to work his way through some health problems, and a lot of the golfing community knows Rich, and we're going to have Rich with a spaghetti feed, live and silent auction, free will donation, going on from 6 to 9 Friday night, April 1st at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. And, of course, there's a lot of great sporting gifts out there. Golf trips. There's a Johnson Lake Family Weekend Getaway. There's Nebraska, Ohio State football tickets, Rockies tickets. Just so much more going on. And we'll talk more about that as it gets closer, but it's coming up on Friday, April the 1st. And we'll be there.
We will be there.
Helping him out, and can't wait to be there. We want to thank Neil Lewis, Dave Connor from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever for coming in and joining us on the program today. Their banquet is coming up this Saturday night, so that's what we've got going on there for you. Tomorrow on the program, we'll also be talking to Holly Carnes, softball coach at UNK, as our Loper Link Wednesday will be upon us.
Dan Spencer, Texas Tech baseball coach, looks to be set to join us on Thursday's show sometime. Huskers rolling to Lubbock this weekend.
Open up Big 12 play. We'll talk about that. We've got a lot more special guests as we're getting back and getting situated into another week, and more on the NCAA tournament. Don't forget to check out how your Doug and Daddy brackets are doing. A record 600 plus entrants this year. We thank you all for being a part of that. Don't forget NBA basketball tonight. The Bulls and the Hawks tip off just after 6:15 is our pregame here on ESPN.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy show 23 hours from now, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.